My name is Shane Jason Mock. I help lead one of the house churches here at Ridgeway Church. So that's his tribe. And we've asked Michael Ratliff to come in and Stevie Bauer to come in and just give you a little bit of background on these guys. Stevie's here from Tennessee, and Michael's here via Arizona. And we had a small leaders meeting last night with Michael, and it was just really incredible. And we've been asking all day that God would come in that same way again. I had a conversation on Thursday, and last night, which was Friday night, Michael prayed over me and told me that same conversation I'd had on Thursday. And of course, I didn't have the conversation with Michael. He was thousands of miles away. So that was pretty fun. That was pretty good. And Jocelyn in the back, he was telling her some stuff about having influence with medical personnel and having some influence with teachers. And it turns out that she teaches at a school that's actually run by the Integris Health community. So it's just real fun stuff to watch the gift of prophecy work. And that's really why we asked Michael to come in, is because he's been seasoned in prophetic ministry. And if you haven't been around prophetic ministry very much, I know some people in the room have been around it for 40 years, so this is so basic. And some of you have never been around prophetic ministry, and you're kind of like, well, what's that about? And you're just here tonight because you're curious, right? And that's totally awesome. And basically, it's this whole idea that God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. He comes and he speaks life into us, and he watches over us, and he knows the details of our lives. And sometimes he'll speak through another person to bring about destiny, to bring about change, to bring about goodness, to bring about encouragement. So if you want to know more about that, that's 1 Corinthians 14. So it's possible, I don't know, it's possible that Michael might give some prophetic words tonight. And if he does, we just ask that you would test everything, make sure that it's good. Hold on to that which is good. Test everything you hear. Hold on to that which is good. Now, having said that, we really trust Michael a lot. Otherwise, we wouldn't have brought him in. We wouldn't have had this deal at the back room. He's ministered to high government officials. He's done ministry for 30 years. Being around Michael, you realize very quickly that he's very seasoned in the Word, and he's not somebody that is just some yahoo off the street. He's really seasoned, and we really trust him a lot. He comes with a very high reputation. We watched him minister a number of times, and it's really incredible to watch God move and to watch God do things through human people. So that's kind of the scoop. We're very honored to have him here. What we want to do is we want to go ahead and take up an offering. You know, sometimes we take up offerings out of need, but we want to take up an offering out of honor, because we're very honored to have Michael here tonight with us. It's just a tremendous honor to have him with us. And so we're going to go ahead and pass around the basket here. Holy Spirit, I pray even now that you would come and that you would reveal just what would be in your heart to give to Michael tonight. I pray just each and every one of us, you'd give us a figure. And if that's nothing, that's great. But God, if there's some amount that you would have us give Michael, I pray even now that you would give us insight, that you would show us how much to give. I pray, God, that we could honor Michael. We could honor your friend tonight. We say thank you for bringing him here, Jesus. We're so happy to have him here with us. Amen. Okay, so while you guys are doing that, I want to give you a little bit of just other news happening. There's this thing. Michael Ratliff?
Yeah.
Make out the checks to Michael Ratliff, please. Thank you. That's a great question. So while you guys are doing that, we'll let you know about Harvest Fest, which is coming up at the end of February. We have some cards here that'll be in the back. And basically what that is it's an equipping time where we go out on the streets and we do this stuff. If you read John chapter 4, John chapter 5, and if you're here tonight, you're probably interested in Harvest Fest. Because John chapter 4, Jesus encounters a woman at the well, tells her the secrets of her heart, and she invites the whole town back because she's so amazed. John chapter 5, Jesus heals the man at the pool of Bethsaida, and just really incredible. I mean, he turns his world upside down, turns his life upside down, turns the lives of his friends upside down. And so that's what Harvest Fest is about. It's a training and equipping time where we learn to do the stuff that Jesus did. So if you're here tonight, you're probably interested in Harvest Fest, which is February 28th, 29th. HarvestFestOKC.com. We even have a website. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, you have to register, though, because our space is limited. So yeah, will you go ahead and pass those cards around, Amy, please? And so, did we get the baskets? Yeah, the baskets are good. Good. So are there other announcements that we need to make about that, Brian? About Harvest Fest, are we good there? Okay. Thank you. So we hope that you're encouraged tonight. We hope that you're blessed tonight. And we'll see what God has in store. So this is Michael Ratliff. Thanks, you guys.
Say, David Bish.
You to open in prayer.
Oh, okay. Caught me by surprise, yeah, didn't you?
Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this brother. I thank you for all he's been in my life. Lord, it would take all night just to tell everyone here how he's affected my life in the last 25 years. Lord, I pray tonight that you would anoint him to affect other lives also, just as much. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our brother. We thank you that the Spirit is so strongly with him, and we pray tonight that once again he would speak your word to us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. David's lovely wife, wave your hand there.
Bishes.
As you can tell, they're a couple of my favorite people. Have we got plenty of volume? Can you hear me all right? How many of you are here tonight? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Steve and Kathy Bauer from Nashville, Tennessee. This is wife Kathy. Wave your hand. This is my wife, Mary Jo. Your hand. And this is everybody. The lady was standing earlier. Would you stand again? Thank you, Lord. Is it too low, too high?
Too low.
Medium? Extend your hands to this dear lady over here. The moment she stood up, the Lord began to give a word to me, and so we're just going to go with it. This means to bless, by the way. Nothing's coming out of your hands. It might. Spirit of the Lord says, because you have stood and others didn't stand, I will be standing with you. Though you have been a forerunner in many senses of the word, the Lord says, I'm giving you the grace to slow down now, experience a new pace, experience less fatigue, less effort, more income, more blessing, more financial benevolence. The Lord says, it's time for you to break through. Tonight's your breakthrough night. I've heard your prayers, I've heard your cries, I've heard the things that you've suffered, the times that you suffered, felt all alone. But the Lord says, this is your night to know that more are they that are with you than they that are with your enemies. And I'm blessing you tonight in front of all these so that your healing is a testimony, that the healing of your body, the healing of your nerves, the healing of everything that you thought would be going downhill from bad to worse, the Lord says, you're going up my mountain. It'll go from better to best because I have planted my incorruptible seed in you. Incorruptible meaning it will just get better and better and better. The worst is behind, the best is ahead. The Lord says, be not afraid, for I'm giving you a new heart scripture. I'm giving you a new life scripture, and I'm giving you new life portions so that many about you who once knew you as the one that was down and the one that was out of sync. The Lord says, you're in sync now. You're in a new place, a new momentum, and I'm opening your eyes, opening your heart, opening the door that no one can shut, shutting the door that no one can open. I'm giving you the key of David in faith. For the Lord says, it's my blessing to you, your heart like David's heart, heart after me, panting like the heart, the deer pants for the water brooks. The Lord says, I'm blessing you and honoring you tonight. And I will be taking hold of those you've committed to me in prayer. And what you thought would have been at the first of the year for them, the Lord says, it's now and now forward going to be all that you prayed, salvation, healing, deliverance, financial blessing, and all the confusion completely lifted, says the Lord, for I am the author of peace, not the author of confusion. Sisters, say this with me. Father, I receive tonight, and I am not afraid, and I am not ashamed. As I stood for you tonight, you're standing for me. And I'll not suffer as I've suffered. For it is written in 1 Peter 4, those who suffer with you will reign with you and rule with you. And I will now rule over everything that came against me. It only came against me that you may give me authority over it. Power over it to destroy the works of the devil. And I will be a champion. That's why I have dreams about my younger years, running and leaping and doing things that I don't do now. I will be doing in your spirit, by your spirit. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but the exercise of godliness profits much. And I am in for a lot of profit, a lot of increase. And all these about me will watch and hear of your blessing. Thank you for having me to stand, Lord. It was like a spring of water. I knew I had to stand up. Regardless of others sitting. You're not faulting them, but you're blessing me. And everyone who stands with me will be blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, would you stand? Now, of course, he didn't stand, he knelt. So he gets a word as well. See what happens when you just obey the Lord? Extend your hands toward our brother. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, I'm signing off for you things that need to be signed off as if they didn't exist. It's like those who suffer dead and somehow they're written off. Behold, the Lord says, I'm raising you up to be a write-off in a sense of helping others out of bondage, out of fear, out of debt, out of worry, out of every kind of bondage that you read in the scripture. The Lord says you're a bondage breaker and you're a promise keeper, but moreover, you're going to be one of those who leads the way, showing others how and when and where. For the portion that I'm giving you, says the Lord, is to loose those who have been so shut in, those who have been kept confined, the spirit of imprisonment that many have suffered. The Lord says, you're the one I'm designating tonight to set them free. And those that have suffered a spirit of imprisonment, not being able to receive expression or give expression, they were told when they were young that children are to be seen and not heard. That curse is broken. The Lord says, I'm breaking that curse off of you, off of many, even those that you come in contact with on a daily basis. The Lord says, like Brian Blount, I'm going to use you as a soldier, as a champion. to set captives free, and you'll be hated, for your name is known in hell. And the Lord says you'll be able to rejoice that when the demons say, Jesus I know and Paul I know, they'll mention your name too. And you won't be afraid or be concerned, because the Lord says it is my finger that casts out demons. It is Brian and others that you'll walk with in the light, power, demonstration. And even to see prison doors open and setting at liberty those that are bruised, wounded, cast down. For you'll be a hero of faith, says the Lord, in many people's eyes, simply because in my name you're setting the captive free. In my name, says the Lord, great things are coming about, but it's because you've humbled your heart and because you bowed before me tonight and humbled your heart in front of everyone. Because your heart is humble, your heart is tender, your heart is broken. You have my heart. For when I send you, I'll send my heart, as Paul said of Timothy. When I send Timothy, I send my very heart. The Lord says, I'm sending my very heart. Therefore, faith, power, demonstration of my spirit rests upon you. Get with Brian, get with others, that I have like precious faith in destroying darkness, so that you will be able to rise within this next 6 months and say, the Lord has given me revelation, strategy about what to do concerning all that's coming against the church, coming against leadership, coming against the youth, coming against many, says the Lord. I'm giving you blueprints, strategy, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, revelation, so that I may loose the thongs of the yoke and set the oppressed free. Say this with me, Father. According to Romans 10:10, the word of faith is near me, even in my mouth, that I should say it and do it. With my heart I believe unto righteousness. Mouth confession is made unto salvation, deliverance, activation. I am activated tonight, and you're writing off all my debt. And even before I incur any, you'll write it off. I'll never be in debt. Because I've got to be free. To do my Father's business. Debt-free. Guilt-free. Even helping others. To get out of debt. Stay out of debt. And be the blessing that you've called me to be. I was born from my mother's womb. To be this blessing. And every lie, about every curse, will not be able to be upon me, or hinder me. My joys in the future contain recreation, fun-filled, joy-filled, fellowship, and leading many in recreational areas to the Lord, even snow skiing. Any and everything that I endeavor to do, I'll find the Lord blessing me and being amazed that He takes every situation and makes the most of it, because I'm available. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. What's your name?
Cordell.
Nice to meet you. And, woo. Brian, you got to get with that guy there. That guy, you got to get with Brian. Where was I going? What was I doing? What's my name? Anyway, how long ago was it? Was it in Lawton, David Bish, that we met?
Yep.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
That was at
77. Woo! 77? Lord. How young am I? Have you got a Katie in your fellowship tonight? K-A-T-Y? Anybody know a Katie? You know a Katie? Okay. You that know a Katie, stand up. There's a word for Katie that's beating in the heart of the Lord, and if you stand up in proxy for her, the Lord's going to honor it. Even if you know a Katie, near or remote. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hey, stand up for my daughter, Katie. I forgot about it. It's me. I'll stand up for them. Thank you, Lord. Extend your hands to these. Let's bless them. Thank you, Lord. And you that have an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit is saying to Katie. The Spirit of the Lord says there's a change going on much greater than the family has known. But behold, the Lord says, new lines of encouragement, new lines of safety, new lines are coming, says the Lord. New borders, new boundaries, new measures, new graces. Even where things of injustice have come against you, Katie, the Lord says justice is prevailing and the plumb line of justice is coming, and I will cause you and yours to be safely across the margins from the border, for conflict occurs on the borders, border conflict, but I'm getting you safe within the margins, within the land of Israel, within the land of my people, so that the conflict is settled way out and away from you and your family. Even your family tree is being transplanted, so to speak, into greater soil, a more fertile soil. A soil, says the Lord, that's rich in water, rich in nutrients, rich in minerals and sunlight, safety from storms, chaos. Behold, the Lord says, no one, but no one will come to uproot, to tear down, or to destroy. For this is the time that I've ordained for building and planting, and graces to abound, so that the joys of your heart, the joys of your singing, will come in a new melody, a new harmony, a new agreement with my presence. For I've made you not only an intercessor, but a singer of words and a singer of revelation and a writer, a composer, even manuscripts of things you know not, like journals and diaries, things that are written that will be coming for a later time prophetically, will be established in your heart so that I may be glorified, so that by the age you reach of maturity, and the mature, ripe fruit will come forth for the nourishment and nurturing of many who are hungry. You that are standing, say this with me. Father, we receive in proxy. And as we receive, we also give. Knowing that as we stand in the gap, you reward us. For just the knowing and the knowledge of this family and this family tree, we thank you for the rich, prolific, fruit-bearing portion that she and her family is coming into, that's beyond what they've ever known, that many will rise and say, blessed are they who come in the name of the Lord. And they will bless Katie and her family and all that she endeavors to do, for the Lord is with her. And her family tree will flourish, as Psalms 1 says, Jeremiah 17 says, those who trust in the Lord are like trees planted by the water, whose leaves never wither, who laugh in the time of famine, always bear fruit. And so will it be for this family, now and forevermore. And so will it go for us, Lord, who are standing. You're generous, you're extravagant, and you're bringing us to know, and all your people to know, that you've withheld for many reasons, as in the book of Haggai. People have built their own panel houses while the house of the Lord laid in ruin. But from this day onward, you will bless us. And it is coming to pass that the extravagant good of the Lord is emerging like a fountain, like a fountain of living water, that the righteous may rejoice and the wicked may groan. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Woo. Robert came up and said that he has a list for anyone that wants to...
Come on.
We're going to record this tonight, so if anybody doesn't want to feverishly take notes while prophetic words are being given, I don't really need that, but that's...
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, when... we're going to record this tonight, so if you want to get a email link to this recording tonight, sign up as this goes around, and we'll send you the link so that you can get the recording tonight. Thanks.
Amen.
Thank you.
Isn't he a good guy? I've always liked lumberjacks. He's from Quebec. What can we say? I'm just messing around. I would encourage, there's a lot of new wine flowing out these days, so if you start getting a little drunk in the spirit, it's all right. It's only the third hour of the day. Smile, it increases your face value. What's your name? Would you stand? You girls, come over here and stand by her. Got close enough to her because of Robert over here, just kind of starts coming. Extend your hands to our sister here. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says specifically, there's someone you'll meet from Biloxi, Mississippi. And in that encounter, the Lord says, I have a miracle to work through you. And even as she finds herself praying for those she loves in Mississippi, behold, the Lord says, I will start a revival. And a spark of revival through her will spread to boroughs, hamlets, townships, everything that they call them, as counties are known and communities are known. Behold, the Lord says, I've heard the cry of Biloxi, and I'm answering straightway by her heart and the openness of her heart, as you are that catalyst. You're the one to affect change and not be affected by anything negative, but the positive that I'm giving you, the Lord says, it's my light, my life, and my love. And it's going to take place, says the Lord, in such a way that you'll experience angels around you. That you will realize that they are there as ministering servants to the heirs of salvation. And that I'm bringing to pass new angelic impartation throughout all of Mississippi. But the Lord says this will be a new precedence for you personally, that I'm setting things into order, bringing new priority into your life so that you'll know I'm leading you and that you're not guessing about anything anymore, but that your faith, though it seemed risky at time and even foolish, my foolishness is wiser than the wisdom of men. I take the foolish to confound the wise, so rejoice, says the Lord, that you're bypassing a lot of trouble simply because you're here tonight and because your heart is, as Cordell's heart, humble, receptive, willing to be a yielded vessel. The Lord says, this one in Biloxi will forever be praying for you, the woman who imparted such life and such good that her life has never been the same. And I will even spare many from death, disaster, problems, woes, fears, and the curse that's been on that city from city limit to city limit. For varying reasons, the Lord says, I am going to use this intersection to bring my glory. And you'll hear of it, says the Lord, even in the public news services, you'll hear from the media what's going on in Biloxi, and remember this word and give thanks, give praise, even worship me, says the Lord, for I'm able to take a little mustard seed and bring a great tree, a great thing out of it. And I'm giving you this tonight, and it will be your beginning into the blessings, into the things that you've wanted in ministry, even to say, the Lord has imparted to me new wine portions, new anointing, prophetic anointing, and you will prophesy. Say this with me, Lord,
Lord,
I have to be willing,
I have to be willing
To prophesy.
If I don't will to,
and yield to it,
give expression
to the impression.
You're giving me the unction.
The anointing.
As 1 John 2:27.
The anointing.
Teaches us all things.
Especially about those who would deceive us.
But your anointing tonight
is making the difference.
This impartation has been
ordained of old
that my anointing
and my marriage
be part and counterpart,
prophet
and prophetess.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let's do that again. That felt good.
Prophesy some more.
There's a, I don't know if, am I supposed to use this or I've got amplification? Okay.
Okay.
Here you go. I'll let you turn it off. Somebody take care of that. In Luke 4:18, I know none of you have ever read this before, but stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to shoot sacred cows, to destroy religious spirits, and offend the self-righteous. I know I'm kind of paraphrasing this, but tonight I really believe the Lord is here as an anointing to use this group and this particular body of people to kill out a lot of religiousness and a lot of things that are really against Jesus. You know, the religious crowd that destroyed the Messiah, the Pharisees, the scribes, the hypocrites. And as some of you will have dreams tonight about it, and you're not going to be able to really get out of it. The Lord is situating you in front of some of the most religious, squeaky, sterilized, immune to the real thing people, and it's going to be such a joy to the Lord to use you, because you're going to bring life where there's been death. You know, the letter of the law kills, but the Spirit gives life. And don't be surprised if you're hated without cause, you're offending people you don't mean to offend. It's because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you and He's given you life. And death is offended by the life you have, Cordell. I like that name. That's a good name. I always admired the Cordells. They seem to be successful attorneys and doctors and preachers of the gospel. But as the Lord uses you, some of you are just going to feel really inadequate, really inferior, almost like rejection is about to get you, but it's because the Lord accepts you. The stone that the builders rejected became the chief cornerstone. But the Amplified Bible says the stone that the builders rejected, precious in the sight of the Lord, though rejected of men, became the chief alignment stone. So this alignment tonight comes because you made the mistake of inviting me. And it's going to be a good thing, and that this adjustment tonight is going to be jarring to some of you because you thought you're on the right side of some equations that you're really not. You're really more afraid about what people think. You're really about the right, saying the right thing, doing the right thing, dressing the right way. Making sure you smell right, look like me. You're not going to be able to get it right. The Lord's just going to foil all your stuff, mess up all your stuff, and make you just somewhat spiritually clumsy so you can get some grace. Oh, yeah, grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay, everybody stand up. We've got to exercise this crowd. Ah, circulation to the brain, to the heart. Okay, you can sit down. Bless your heart. I
hate preachers who say, turn to your neighbor and say this, turn up and right, sit down, jump around, jump through those hoops, and not that I hate them, but it just is religious gymnastics in a lot of cases, and the Lord is delivering you from that. How many of you want to be delivered from that? How many of you like religious gymnastics? You know, like jumping to conclusions? Oh, well. Would you two stand? Extend your hands to this couple of sacred cow killers. I'm sorry. I hate for you guys to have to do it.
Huh? I haven't seen you in years.
I know. Power with this one. How are you? Oh, yeah, we're extending our hands to bless them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says the reason you've been brought into some meetings with some that don't want to really hear, they just want to reorganize and manipulate the things that they are selfishly desiring to do. But the Lord says, I keep killing it out, what they're trying to raise up. And the Lord says, you're a fragrance, not of life to that project, but death. But the Lord says, I'm using you to represent the cross, the mortifying power to stop the hypocrisy, stop the waywardness, the secretiveness, things that I hate that they're doing behind the scenes that no one knows and they think they're getting away with. But the Lord says, my light is prevailing. And even in my mercy, the Lord says, I will save some of them, heal some of them, snatching them out of the fire, having mercy on them, hating the very garment stained with sin. But the Lord says they will accuse you of being cocky and proud, arrogant. Everything that they are, they'll project on you. And the Lord says, rise up out of the place of humility that you've been. For even as Moses went to the ground, every time the rebellious rose up, he went down for humility, but he came up as a leader, as a man of God, as my servant, my friend. Therefore, as the meekest man on the face of the earth, so am I granting you this appropriateness. For Moses was the most appropriate man on the planet. In his time, his day, and though he stood before Pharaoh, the Lord says, thinking, how can I speak? How can I say what I need to say before this great ruler in the land? And you say, what I said, I am that I am, is with you. I am that I am, sent you. For even as I gave the testimony of the Red Sea, and I said to Moses, this Pharaoh you will see no more. Therefore, son and daughter, this Pharaoh that's been against your lives for years and years, you will see no more. For I'm delivering you from that bond and bondage that you didn't understand, couldn't understand, like a family curse, a Pharaoh-like spirit. Behold, the Lord says, today I've set you free. As I said to Jeremiah in chapter 40, verse 4, I loose you this day from the chains upon your hands. Jeremiah was free to go about wherever he wanted or go with Nebuzaradan, Nebuchadnezzar's right-hand man, or he could go throughout the land in freedom and liberty, though Jeremiah, reluctant because he had been in chains so long, he thought Nebuzaradan was being facetious and it was a joke, it wasn't true, but the Lord says it was true. It is true. And though you still feel the bonds of the past, behold, the Lord says, I'm loosing the both of you in healing power and a healing gift, not only for you, but for her. And behold, there'll be no more nerve damage, muscle damage, tissue damage, tendonitis, joint pain, back pain, fear. For the Lord says, I have anointed the both of you to heal the sick and to raise up a new standard. Sound a trumpet. Speak my word faithfully, for what has straw in common with iron? My word is like a hammer. My word is like a fire. It heats up and it molds and shapes. Behold, the Lord says, I put my word within you. burning like a fire shut up in your bones. Therefore, the Lord says, even if you whisper it, when I tell you to speak, even the whisper of your obedience will go forth in power. Therefore, fear not, be not afraid, for I have lived in your life and through you in many respects to show you much. But now, the Lord says, life indeed, life in fulfillment, life in early retirement, and new work portions will come about. And those that persecute you will persecute you out of envy because they're pained at what you have. And they're upset that they don't have it. Say this with me. Lord, we thank you for getting us here tonight. As hard as it was, we are here. And in the hearing of this word, it is coming to pass. And we rejoice, O Lord, that our representation will not be fake, not be phony, not be misrepresentation, though we may be accused. The accuser of the brethren has been bound, and we are free to walk in this freedom. And remember that that very man that attended Jeremiah, Nebuzaradan, his name means fruitfulness of prophecy. When he said, everything you've said, Jeremiah, has come to pass upon this people Israel. So is it that fruitfulness is the very representation of setting us free. We are no longer bound in fruitlessness, but fruitfulness to the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Woo! That was worth the price of admission. You got that microphone again? Thank you, Lord. Is this working? Now it's working. You want to say something? Tell us where you've been and what you've been doing. Yeah, I know. Get you up like David and mess you up like that.
Well, let's see. Where have I been? What have I been doing? I've been with the Vineyard since 1991. Cindy and I have. And in the same way that, it's been a wonderful teaching journey. There's a lot that we've been taught through the Vineyard. And as time has gone on, the Lord has really broken us inside, especially me, about the fear of man. And he would use Cindy at times to lead the way in as far as where we were supposed to be, even yet at times as we would go out and about in such evenings like we had gone to have a quiet outing at a Valentine's Day private gathering, out and about just to get away from things. Lo and behold, she can pick them well. And it seems like no matter where we go, no matter what we do, the Lord is there and he has things to say. And as we step out in faith, and that seems to be our journey in a lot of ways, especially faith. And there have been times of not so pleasant words. And it's like, oh God, I don't want to go. I don't want to share that. I don't want to be a part of that. But it brings life. Amen. It brings life. And I remember sharing a word with you back in 95, 96, I want to say. That word fell on me. A word that I shared for you in regards to a certain place that would be canceled.
Yeah.
You recall that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got it.
Oh.
Oh, God. And that was no fun. Yeah. Not fun at all. But the Lord seems to be taking us from one turn to another turn to another turn. And there's so much to tell in 15 years, and I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know what to say.
It needs talk. Get used to speaking. Like Cordell's got to get used to speaking. David's got to get more opportunity.
More opportunities, more speaking. I do feel, you know, the Lord has told me, for Robert, for what is coming, I need to learn more about the Word. For what is coming, I need to learn more about the Word. And even yet, for us as a body, I feel a shift here. I'm going to go with it, okay?
Go ahead.
Even for us as a body, there's going to be a challenge of so many false things. You know, some of you are seeing it, right? Okay, give me, I got Grace here for a minute. If you're seeing false things, raise your hand. Okay? Yes. Okay? Now, the eyes of some of you that are out here who did not raise your hand, your eyes are going to open more. As it says in the Word, if your eyes be filled with light, you're about to be whole. Your eyes are going to open more. And if you feel like your eyes need to be opened more, amen. Would you raise your hand?
Amen.
If you have your hand raised, keep it up for just a second. Oh, I just got hit with it. So, Lord, I pray that everybody who has raised their hands, I know, Lord. I know.
Yes, Lord.
That you are not holding back your word. And everybody whose hands that are up, you want them to see more. And everyone whose hands, where their eyes, where their sight has been bound, where they haven't understood. Father, you're bringing understanding. And these people who say, I can't see,
Lord.
I can't hear.
Flood their eyes, Lord.
You're going to open their eyes in such a way, and truth is going to come in such a way, and they're not going to be lacking. They're not going to be in a setting of saying, bless you, little one. They're not going to be saying, all these puzzle pieces are here.
Yes,
and I don't know what they mean. Because, Father, you're bringing things together.
Go, Lord. Go.
And there's not going to be an absence. And, Lord, you're bringing revelation about religion and truth and how people are being bound back. And people that have not been able to understand, Father, they're going to stand for what they truly come to as your truth,
yes.
Your revelation.
Yes, Lord.
They're not going to be lacking.
Word
they're not going to be lacking. Father, you've taken me through a journey of seeing religiosity and how it's choking people out.
Jesus.
God. And Father, there are people in this setting tonight. Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
And how you're going to, if you didn't feel anything when I touched you, I'm just touching you by faith.
Thank you, Lord. Flood the eyes of our understanding, Lord, with light.
And you're giving them understanding, Father.
Yes.
The religiosities and the other things that have been choking out. Father, just like a rodeo, the word that you've put into me, the rodeo, the word means turn. You're telling the church that it's making a turn. And Father, you're the one that's out giving compasses, giving directions, so we will know when to turn, so that we don't yield to the left, so we don't yield to the right. You're launching people in here, even yet tonight.
Yes, Lord.
As war weapons, weapons of war.
Yes.
And if they get their eyes on the world, it'll make them sick.
Yes.
because it is worldly things that give sickness.
Yes, Lord.
But Father, as you continue to launch people, even yet from this group, and as people get the launching code from this group tonight, and as they pass it on, that is, the code is the word. It's about kingdom breaking, code shaking. Lord, you're the code. And as people get more of you, and as they tell others, the wave will go out.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, you're telling us also that we're in a time where we are not necessarily to make an extreme radical stand, but it will be a radical right. You want us to make a stand for you.
Yes, Lord.
For you. And Father, there's been a civil war that we've been seeing going on in the civil courts. And you, Lord God, are being assaulted one way after another all through the land. But to end it, Lord, I thank you that you are bringing your laws, your writings, your word down where there's been an absence of it.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I thank you. I will stand everywhere I know to stand. Lord, I thank you for Michael. Even as his heart was attacked, mine also was. I went through a heart attack, Michael. Lord, we thank you that you did use us as you saw fit.
Amen.
But for everybody's here tonight, in closing on my part, there's people here with burdens, there's knowings that I could go on with. I just invite you, as this evening continues on, to just dig within yourself, reach out to the Lord, and just say, yes, Lord, do it.
Yes, Lord, do it.
Yes, Lord, do it.
Yes, Lord, do it.
Have your way. I'll take it. I'll receive it. The Lord has just got gifts. I see gifts over some of you people that you're not operating in. And you're going to come to an understanding. You're going to... Michael, stop me. Tell me when to stop, buddy. Okay. This lady in pink. Yes? Folks, I didn't come here to do this.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I want to follow suit him with, would you stand by faith?
Thank you, Lord. Bless her, Lord.
What's getting me right now? As I was praying for you, Michael, prior to the coming, and I heard the Lord say there's going to be a shift and I want somebody else to speak. And I prayed for that somebody else to stay there to speak. But I didn't know it was going to be me.
Go, Lord, go.
Oh, I didn't come here for this. But I want to go with what God's going with. As I know to say, sometimes I will just explain it. I see gifts on you. You've got burdens on you. And somewhere, I don't like quoting time frames, but I'm going to go with it anyway. About mid-year, you're going to have such a 4th of July setting, a freedom, a celebration of freedom setting. Do you have a sister? I just say I see things on you and things back into the family setting, your family tree and your bloodline, and I just invite you to say and stand in the reality that 08 is such a time of breakthrough for you. And things and activities that you've been praying about in your family that you would really love to see to come to an end. You've got gifts on you that haven't even, these are the gifts of the Lord and things that you haven't really understood, and understanding is coming. Understanding is coming.
Oh, go ahead. I got this one here. I'm just going to get hands on this. Thank you, Lord. Father, the diagnosis of fear that come against this family are broken. Lord, your diagnosis of health, well-being is upon her. You have anointed her in this family to be a healer. And that, Lord, she is the one that suffered the most. And I break this curse of ill health off of her by faith. And because, Lord, you raised our brother up to stand her up, Lord, that she was the one I was coming to next. So, Lord, it builds my faith that you're in control here, Lord, even though it's awkward for many of us, Lord, in the systems, the rhythms, the patterns, and what ought to be and what ought not to be. We say this woman is going to harmonize her entire family, get them all in tune, tune them all up. They're all going to be saved, delivered, healed, testify that, Lord, you did a massive healing in this whole family, and that she is the one, Lord, that you're blessing. You're blessing, Lord, not only here but other states as well where they live. Family upon family upon family, it'll be contagious. It'll be contagious healing, Lord. And that this is the hour of great healings, Lord. Healing is the children's bread. And you're blessing her, Father. All the swellings, all the inflammation, all the false diagnosis that they've lived with for generations is now broken. Be no more inflammation, no more swelling, no more of all this that's flooded this family. And Lord, you're raising up a standard against it. Say this with me, Father.
Father,
I receive tonight.
I receive tonight.
And I came here, Lord, for one thing.
I came here, Lord, for one thing.
And I'm getting that one thing.
I'm getting that one thing.
But I'm getting much, much more.
I'm getting much, much more.
I'm getting a wealth.
I'm getting a wealth
of blessing.
Of blessing.
A treasure of blessing.
A treasure of blessing.
So many more things.
So many more things.
That I haven't asked for.
That I haven't asked for.
You're letting me have.
You're letting me have.
And by my next birthday.
By my next birthday.
I will have the best birthday gift.
I will have the best birthday gift.
And I'll know that my birth.
And I will know that my birth
was not a curse.
Was not a curse.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
And I am born of the Lord.
And I am born of the Lord.
Loved of the Lord.
Loved of the Lord.
And I'm not going to be ashamed anymore.
And I'm not going to be ashamed anymore.
The curse of poverty is broken.
The curse of poverty is broken.
And all the things that I was managing.
And all the things that I was managing.
Tolerating.
Tolerating.
Is now over.
It's now over.
Pain management is over.
Pain management is now over.
Heart issues.
Heart issues.
That wouldn't change.
That wouldn't change.
They are over.
They are over.
I'm becoming that new woman.
I am becoming that new woman.
I have dreamed about.
I have dreamed about.
And Lord, you're letting me see.
And Lord, you're letting me see.
This is a major thing.
This is a major thing.
That you brought me here for.
That you brought me here
and
for.
And I'm worth spending all this time on.
I'm worth spending all this time on.
Even though I'd rather others be receiving.
I'd rather others be receiving.
It's happening to me.
It's happening to me.
And I have to live with it.
I have to live with it.
I just have to accept it.
I just have to accept it.
I'm worth spending the time on.
I'm worth spending the time on.
Even though I haven't wanted the light, limelight.
So I haven't wanted
or the spotlight.
Or the spotlight.
Or ever to stand up.
Or ever to stand up.
You're blessing me tonight.
You're blessing me tonight.
And I will know, Lord.
And I will know, Lord.
That by the time of mid-year.
By the time of mid-year.
My life will be so changed.
My life will be so changed.
My body will be so changed.
My body will be so
changed.
Everything
will be so changed.
Everything will be
so changed. I'll come back to this very place.
I'll come back to this very place.
And testify.
And testify.
To the word of the Lord.
To the word of the Lord.
And the love of God.
And the love of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Oh, my.
Thank you. I'm going to excuse myself.
Bless you, Lord. You know how many religious cows got killed by him speaking? Nothing against him, but have you ever been to a meeting where you thought the designated speaker ought to do all this? Anyway, well, that's kind of a religious frame of reference, especially if the janitor's the one that the Lord had to heal you in the conference, and you wanted the main speaker to heal you. I've actually met people that were upset that they were healed, but they wanted the main guy to do it, not the janitor. He just kind of showed up with a brush, you know, push broom, and put his hand on somebody's shoulder, and they got healed. Happened to know that woman in Sherman, Texas. She was mad. I went there, and I was expecting him to call me. He didn't. I said, well, what was wrong? She said, I had rheumatoid arthritis. Could hardly walk. And this guy with a push broom touched me, and I got healed. Not what I expected at all. She's still healed, but she was so offended. Wrong expectations will get you offended in the Lord. That's a whole other teaching. Personal convenience, personal advantage, personal opinions. Build wrong expectations and you get offended in the Lord. But I thought the prophet would come out and wave his hand over the leper, Naaman said, and heal the leper. But he told his servant to come out and speak over me and dip in this muddy stream 7 times. And Naaman was outraged. I thought the Lord would do it this way. Open up and let the Lord speak to you through children. Through billboards. Through any means he chooses to use, because he's breaking this religious garbage off of us, VRG, verbalized religious garbage. He's breaking this off of us, and we've got to get free from it, or we're not going to have any place to minister to people, because they're sick of it. And he said it. Let's say this together. Father, we lift our expectations upon you, Lord. And we ask you to deliver us from wrong expectations. For you said even to John the Baptist, blessed are they that are not offended in me. For he said, are you the one or shall we look for another? Because he didn't like his circumstances. And Lord, we know that was a place and a time of sovereignty. But Lord, we're chosen to fare much greater and much better than just losing our heads or being martyred. Lord, the blood has been shed on the cross of Calvary. And we identify with it and say, Lord, you paid the price. And many of your servants have. But you've called us to live, to be a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service. Be not conformed to the world, especially the religious world, but be transformed by the renewal of our minds, that we may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of the Lord. We receive it by faith, and thank you for helping us realign and not be offended, but be humble enough to see and to hear the means you choose to answer our prayers. We won't shoot ravens. They might be bringing our bread. So we ask you to help us, Lord, that we may help others. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you are still here? Okay, still here. Okay, thank you, Lord. I had a dream last night, which I've been praying and wrestling through the interpretation of it, is it was about a Muslim situation and vows, and rituals of a kind of a death vow and a martyrdom of a evil sort. And I believe it's coming against Oklahoma City again. Not that Muslims came before in the Oklahoma City bombing, but the Lord had given me that prophetic word a year prior to the bombing, and it wasn't really heeded or interceded about, though the church was somewhat young in intercession. St. Louis train wreck was heeded, and it was prevented because they did rise up and pray. So why do prophetic warnings come? So that we may move in prevention rather than dealing with cure. So even as Connie Wilson, where are you? Connie has a story of a friend that a sister was in the Oklahoma City catastrophe, a dramatic story about the Lord. You think about these things, how real they are, and yet if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek his face, turn from their wicked ways, he will heal their land. The land in Oklahoma City for some reason is in jeopardy again, and you are the ones that I have been given to deliver this word, that there is a conspiracy, and it's of a Muslim root, an Islamic jihad kind of root. And as you pray, the Lord wants to expose it, prevent it. But it is disastrous. It is very disastrous. And I believe that as I deliver this word to you, and that you pray against the evil that is in Islam, and that God bring conversion, I saw it taking place as a sign for this body of people that you have an intercessory calling as a church to stand in the gap between the plague and the living. And it's not going to be drudgery. It's going to be a delight. Because after all, he said his house is to be a house of prayer. House of communion, not a house of merchandise. A house of robbers and thieves. So as you become a house of prayer more, the presence of the Lord is going to embody you and bring the joy and the delight and the fruition, the fruitfulness and the prosperity that you really have been questing for. But it's in walking in what he wants, not what you're thinking he wants religiously. You may have missions, missionaries, you may have evangelism, and all these things are good, not saying they aren't. But there is something about this intercessory base that you're being called to that pleases the Lord the most, that you will stop a lot of destructive things in the state of Oklahoma and even affect the nation. There must be something in this region that the devil really hates. Did you hear what I said? And up and down the interstates, east and west, north and south, I think they go east and west, north and south, there is some place that's a designated mosque that this synergy of evil is taking place. And in this dream, I was seeing that these vows are being taken, and the voice, kind of like the Ayatollah was saying, and yet in Hebrew or Farsi, or Hebrew, in Arabic or Farsi, I was hearing the interpretation like he is now ready to go and to carry out his mission to the city. And I thought in the dream earlier today it was Jerusalem and it was the Antichrist. And I don't have that many dramatic dreams, but when I do, they're really usually of that proportion. And I believe now that I came here, it's just opened up as an interpretation for you to pray, stop the Muslim evil that is setting out to bring destruction to the city in this region. There's something really awful that by faith you're going to have to take this like the Oklahoma City bombing. The word was given about there's going to be an explosion in the heavenlies and it's going to destroy many lives if you don't pray. And the heavenlies was like a tall building and it was a whole lot different than what I thought. I thought it may be a tornado, and y'all have had a few tornadoes. Okay. Well, this is something of... And I would like for Connie to come up. She had a dream as well about three missiles coming against the homeland. And that would be, you know, the heartland.
that would be considered what was spoken about the Oklahoma City bombing. And where'd the mic go? Well, there it is. That it has to do with, well, I'll let her tell it.
I had this dream two nights in a row.
Did you say two nights in a row?
Two nights in a row, yeah. And usually if I have a dream like that, two nights in a row, the Lord, he's wanting my attention. And so the first night I had the dream, it was one of those that troubled me in the middle of the night. And the second night I had the dream, it was like I had been there, and it was the Lord really wanted me to know this was what was going on. But this is the dream. Lord, help me to remember all of it. I dreamed that I was in my house, but it wasn't just my house. My house was very big, and it was on my homeland. And I was looking to see where my children were. And it was like something was pending, and I didn't know what. And all of a sudden, the scene changes, and I'm in this dark place. And all this, it's like I'm up in the air looking at what's going on. And it's dark all around me, but my focus is on these missile launchers. And they were, I saw the color of them. They were yellowish green in color. And I looked at them, and all of a sudden, I saw how missiles, you hear the sound of them being positioned because there's a strategic place that they're designated for. And there were two of them, Michael. I didn't see three, I saw two. But one on each side of this launcher, and they were digitally positioning them to be launched. And the one word that I don't use and have never used is, I said, oh my gosh, the candle power of these missiles is tremendous. And I said, but it wasn't just a light that was a good light, it was a luminous light. This intensity was so intense that when it exploded, I said, all communication will be gone. We won't be able to communicate with each other. Mm. And I said, I've got to warn the people. We've got to be on our knees. We've got to be praying about this. And then I was like, where are our children? And it was like, and I said this out loud, I said, they're really after our children. And I knew then in my dream, it was like what Michael said, the Muslim community, they're after our children. Mm. They're after our heritage. They're our inheritance. And they're after our children. They're after what God has given us to inherit what we have. And
Did you look up the word candle power?
Yes, I looked up the word candle power, and it means a luminous intensity measured by candles. And that's not a word I use, so I had to look it up to see what it was. But then I also, it referenced another thing, and this was what really got my attention. Because it said the luminous intensity of a measurement of plutonium. Mm. And I went, plutonium? And I went, oh my God, Lord, help us, Lord. And I thought, you know, and I told a few people that dream. Brian Elliott was one of them I shared that dream with. And he said, Connie, do you know what? Israel is what one of the things right now. Israel has the capabilities of separating plutonium in such a way that they have developed, I think, they don't know how many, but they know at least 74 plutonium bombs that they have.
Wow.
Israel. And I'm not saying Israel is pointing bombs towards us, okay? But I'm just saying I saw them towards my homeland. And I don't know if that means our homeland as in Israel or our homeland. It felt like my home. It felt like our homeland. I don't reference that way. You know, it's, you know, and we've been hearing a lot about homeland security and homeland this, and it was just like our homeland. And as I walked in here tonight, it was like the Lord started talking to me again about when there's great darkness, there's also great light. And when these things start coming, we're not to fear. We're not to run and hide, but we're to seek the Lord, and we're the people of God that need to seek the Lord in times like this. And I remember Michael Ratliff prophesying, we'll be the answer in the midst of the crisis. Well, guess what? There's going to be a crisis for us to be the answer in the middle of it.
Nah.
And so we've got to be those people that seek the Lord, that know Him, that know what to do, because it's not going to be in our iron chariots that we trust.
Amen.
It's going to be, we have to be able to trust in the Lord. And we're going to have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And it's going to be so strategic that we hear His voice, that we listen to what He's saying, because we won't survive if we don't. If we don't hear the word of the Lord, and sometimes just that moment of obedience, I just feel like that's so strategic right now for us. But I wanted to share that with this group tonight, because I know you're intercessors. I know you know how to pray. And take it before the Lord. And, you know, the Lord uses one thing to do multiple things. And I really felt like, even as Robert was sharing tonight, we're being launched of the Lord.
That's right.
And He's giving us the launching code. And we don't have to fear these things that are coming against us. We're supposed to be those ones that are fearless and go out there. And even if
yes,
it means
Lord.
our very lives, we're to go anyway. And I feel like that's what the Lord is saying. Will you go? Will you do this with me? And that's, I just feel like,
can,
you know.
Can you talk about that McCoy word, about her?
About Donna?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, when Donna McCoy's sister, she gave her testimony at the Vineyard. And Donna McCoy's sister was on the 11th floor of the Murrah building when the bomb went off. And anybody that was basically on the 11th floor didn't survive. But Donna's sister was buried under, I don't know how much concrete. It couldn't be measured. The only thing she could move was the very tip of her finger. And she doesn't even know. They said there was a little pocket in front of her face where she had enough air to breathe, and that was it. But when they dug her out of that debris, she didn't have a bruise on her. She didn't have a broken bone. She was from the 11th floor down.
Woo!
And she didn't have anything wrong with her. And I'm a nurse, and they sent me to St. Anthony's Hospital, a triage. And there was a lady that came in from, people were carrying people any way they could get them. Ambulances were full. And this one lady came in, and as soon as she got out of the car, she ran up to me, and she said, "Honey, did you see him? Did you see him?" And I went, "Who?" And I thought, maybe a family member. I didn't know who she was talking about. And she said, the firemen were with her, and they said, "Leave her. We believe her." And the last two rungs of this lady's chair, her desk was gone. Everything in front of her was gone. and her chair was sitting on the last two rungs with the front two rungs in the air. And she said, "Did you see those angels?" She said, "They held me there till the firemen got to me."
Wow.
And the firemen said, "We believe her. We picked her up.
Woo.
We know that by, there was no way possible that that could have happened. Nobody could have experienced that kind of thing without angels being there." And she said, "I saw them."
Yes,
and
Lord.
And there were story after story like that that happened. So I don't want to be a doom and gloom person that brings you a word that says, "Oh my God, we're gonna have missiles come against us." But you know what? We may have war on our ground. But you know what? We serve a big God.
Yes, Lord.
We serve a God that is so much bigger than anything we can comprehend. And I've seen angels before myself, and they visited me. And I know that what God's about to do is impart light to us, where we'll light up the darkness. We'll be just like Isaiah 61 says, we'll be the light in the midst of the darkness.
Yes, Lord.
And so I just want to encourage all of you to be praying about this. Take it before the Lord. But I know when God gives me a dream identical on two consecutive nights, that something's up.
Amen.
You know. So I just want to encourage you guys to be praying, and I just bless all of you and just ask the Lord to just illuminate your minds with his goodness and his mercy and his power. And that's the one thing that the Lord, plutonium, it emanates more power than any kind of atomic bomb that we've ever seen.
That's right.
It's bigger than Hiroshima. It's bigger than what happened at Chernobyl. It's bigger than any of those things. It can span, actually, territories of countries from one bomb. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the Lord's going to allow to happen. But the Lord told me after 9/11, I saw right after 9/11, I had this vision of dark clouds forming. And they formed the face of Osama bin Laden. And I knew what his face looked like because the Lord had shown me him before. And I said, "Lord, is it going to happen to us again?" And I saw the hand of the Lord do this. And he held it back. And he said, "I'm going to hold the evil back for a season. Time for my people to repent."
Amen.
And, you know, he's given us that time. And I don't know when he's going to take his hand back. So I just encourage all of you, stay before the Lord. Listen to what he's saying to you personally and for your family and your friends. And for those that you love, pray for them. Pray for them. We're living in very strategic times in the Lord and for our families. And pray for your children.
Amen.
Because they need to know the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Connie. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, of course, the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And you know, this is not probably what you came out for. There's going to be a lot of spiritual transactions going on between us and right now and the days ahead. And your prayers preventatively, which I believe are so vital and important, that there's a lot of rumors and wars and rumors of wars. Yellow and green is usually the Soviet Union and also a few other countries that have a... It doesn't matter what the color of the margins, the reality that Peter says in his writings, he says, the elements will melt with a fervent heat. So what manner of people ought we to be in all holiness and repentance and
heart and because our citizenship's in heaven. And our citizenship really is, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. The theme for 2008 on the prophetic calendar that the Lord gave me is Revelation 4, come up here and I will show you mysteries. Now that could be third heaven caught up to see like John the Revelator saw. It could be that there is a nuclear holocaust and we're going to be with the Lord in the twinkling of an eye. Now that's a scary thought, but hey, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you believe. Do you believe? And the reality of Colossians 3, set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth, but where Christ is, the right hand of God. So we have to reckon with the reality that we may be the generation that sees or experiences a nuclear catastrophe, because everything's pointing to that. From David Wilkerson's visions about New York City burning, you name it, it's just up to the Lord, because there is a hatred and a devil and a people who have a religion of hatred that we've got to pray and restrain evil. You've got to pray, because there is something of a warning that I am in fear and trembling about concerning Oklahoma City again. And the Lord's given me Hurricane Andrew, Oklahoma City bombing, St. Louis train wreck, earthquakes in Brisbane, Australia, earthquakes in Bergen, Norway, and they came to pass. Huge softball-sized hail in Texas, it came to pass. Flooding of the Brazos River, it came to pass. Lives were lost. So I don't ask for these. I don't want to be doom and gloom, but, you know, it does fall on somebody's prophetic shoulders. And yet the Lord is saying, preventatively, if we will pray, and he's given examples that the St. Louis train wreck, none of those tankers and that train that were toxic materials in a residential neighborhood, none of them erupted. Thousands of families would have been destroyed. Railroad Commission, CNN, ABC, all, you know, the authorities said it was a miracle. Well, the miracle was that church who received the word, Riverside Church in St. Louis, fasted and prayed 7 days because they believed the word of the Lord in prevention. God says, I'm angry with the government and the powers that be allowing toxic materials to go through residential neighborhoods, trucking, railroad, ships, air, cargo. God has his say. And he was angry, but he said, if you will pray, I will prevent. And that was prevented. Though they didn't heed the pastor who was standing there in front of the camera saying, I've got a videotape of this being prophesied, spoken as the word of the Lord. This train did come off the rails, and there's no reason, nobody knows how it happened. They still can't find out why it derailed. But not one tanker car full of anhydrous ammonium and other toxic chemicals did not erupt and did not harm anyone. And everybody gets a big, whew, oh, that was a close call. What could have been? But that little church was faithful, and the pastor was faithful. He's got the proof, but nobody wants to hear about the things of the Lord, not publicly anyway. So here we are, the remnant again. And the Lord's saying to a remnant, to those who will hear and listen and pray, two can put 10,000 to flight. There's more than two of you here. One can put 1,000 to flight. If you will believe that you're worthy to pray and to prevent, then God will save your lives and your children. It may be some of your family that's involved in what's coming up. But I saw a sign coming. You know that big cross out on the interstate? Is that Life Church? Who has that cross out there? Well, there's something about somebody is in relationship to these Muslims that hated that cross so bad that they wanted to bring it down, just even though it wasn't in the plan of the collective. It's in the heart of one particular conspirator to bring that cross down, because it's the devil. He hates the cross. It's his symbol of his demise forever. And so pray about that cross, because there is something attached to that and that collective conspiracy of disaster in the Muslim community that wants to destroy not only that cross, but thousands of lives. I don't know right now as to what the substance of this is, as how it's coming about, but I just know that I know I never have a dream like I had this morning early, waking up. Shook me up and still shaking me up. And here we are. In Oklahoma City, hadn't been here in a long time. But it's like other places we go, you're just like, oh, Lord, what are the odds of me being right? What are the odds of me being wrong? And at the same time, all the places over the globe that the Lord's had me prophesy, things of that proportion in the elements or a natural or humanistic disaster, this is one of those that the Lord believes you're enough to hear this word, pray about it, have it exposed, and prevent the loss of life. Anybody willing to pray? Say this with me. Father, since we're your people, we may not be perfect. We may not be so great in the eyes of others. But you seem to think we are. By giving this designation to tonight, we say Bridgeway. We say this church is given the word of the Lord to prevent a disaster concerning Islam, concerning the Muslims, conspirators, and it is assigned against this region, Oklahoma City, and the surrounding area. We pray that you give us dreams, visions, even an audible voice if necessary, so that we might be a prepared people and stand in the gap as your servants of old did, standing between the plague and the living. We'll stop the plague, that the living may live, that our children may be safe, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life. Alert our military. Alert the bureaus, the agencies, the authorities in our land, so that our homeland may be secure. And that we do our part in praying as often as you remind us. Prompt us, O Lord. Give us a burden. Give us insight. Give us communication graces. Even if it's to alert authorities about suspicious things without being paranoid or fearful. Give us stability to work from. Strength to operate from. The Spirit of the Lord to operate from. Lift your people up, Lord. Let us be the lead in the earth. For the body of Christ is the leader, even among all the nations. Your people, Lord. We, us, have the responsibility of interceding. We pray, Lord, tonight that evil be quenched. For light always repels the darkness. Darkness never repels the light. It is written. We have power to tread over serpents and scorpions, that they in no wise will harm us. And we are unashamed and not questioning as whether evil is rampant, for we know it is. But we discern. Increase our discernment. Give us more power, more authority, more clout with you, God, to stop evil and destroy wickedness and raise up righteousness. We believe tonight, O Lord, as you've exhorted us, we shake ourselves from this religious vestige of holding a form of religion, but denying the power thereof. Even that religious spirit, that promises freedom, but those who have it are enslaved with various kinds of sins and bondages. And we say, let that not be us, Lord. Give us a pure heart that we may see you. A pure heart that we may ascend the hill of the Lord. With clean hands and a pure heart. We love you, Lord, tonight. We believe that we've heard and that we're hearing. And you will be the Lord of the increase in each of us that are prophetic and intercessory. And it doesn't take much, Lord. Just a little obedience to do what you want us to do, even if we're like Gideon, not so valorous. We trust you, Lord. You used Gideon and routed the enemy. And Lord, the odds were against him, but you were for him and all of Israel. We say tonight, you're with us and for us. As our brother said, you're Emmanuel, God with us. Show it, Lord. Prove it, Lord. Confirm this word tonight and make us alive. Give us energy. Give us boldness like lions in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo-hoo-hoo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Did your son make it tonight? He didn't make it? Want to stand up in his proxy? It's David, right? Okay. Extend your hands to Robert and Becky Gilbert. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord says, I'm planning something, and it's a plan that will work, that there won't be necessary a plan B. But in plan A, the Lord says, for David, I'm having you to pray and to intercede, but to be confident, knowing that you're praying according to my will, according to 1 John 5, if you know that you're praying according to my will, then I hear you. If you know that I hear you, then you've obtained that which you've asked. Therefore, the Lord says, speak a release over any and all discrepancies, sins, problems, mistakes, shortcomings. For as the Scripture says in 1 John 5, if any brother has a sin, you may pray, and the Lord will forgive. As you pray, I will forgive, for this is not a sin unto death. But it is, says the Lord, holding him up, hindering him, blocking his way. And the Lord says, these weights and sins that are clinging are minor things, but yet still handicapping him from being able to see and to hear. Therefore, as you pray and bind the spirits of unbelief, doubt, fear, and even pride, the Lord says, I will be lifting those light things off of him, and suddenly he will hear. Suddenly he will see. Suddenly his heart will be open in a new way, the Lord says, that I will surprise the both of you. How that in alignment with this prayer today, I'm going straightway like an arrow into his heart, piercing the darkness, bringing forth a new kind of sweetness, humility, more than what he's had in his inheritance and his choice of believing in me. Behold, the Lord says, this piercing is that I believe in him, and I'm giving him the believability for others to look to him like a leader, for he is a leader. And as I'm bringing this to pass, the Lord says, it won't be very many days that you see the fruit of this word tonight. The unfolding of my word gives light, according to Psalm 119. The entrance of my words give light. And this is an arrow of light, an arrow that will make him alive, make him live. But it will repel the darkness, which will jar his being, shake his being, and give him a new bearing on where he's going and what he's doing. For I've called him to be a navigator, a quartermaster, one to take the helm at times, but moreover that he would guide others, steer others, help others as the gift of governments, Kubernetes is steering. I'm giving you that steering word, pray, as I've given your whole family the gift of governments to steer and to guide, navigate away from the rocks and reefs, sandbars, from the shore, even into open waters. That's what I'm doing with David. The Lord says, for in this burdensome thing that's been going on, your eyes will be open to see what it is. The both of you will bear witness to it, and you'll see and discern this assignment that's been against him. And you'll be able to see it with a clearer perspective. Even tonight, the Lord says that I'm focusing the both of you like the two becoming one and seeing one focused picture. Behold, the Lord says, rejoice, because this is my favor to you in not only receiving the prophetic into your home and receiving the prophetic reward, the birthing and the revelatory graces and dreams and visions and on, the Lord says, but a new portion of seeing how family is called into ministry and how I'm calling each of them, even as distant or as near, they are ministry anointing is coming tonight, and it will flood out of you as you go back home, that this release tonight is what you've asked for, prayed for, believed, and even as you prayed for John and Joyce, behold, the Lord says, in process of praying for them, I'm removing the spiritual assignment of antagonism that has been so invisible but yet so visible, and it's been assigned against them, and this antagonist's time is up. For their coming into your home, says the Lord, has released me to release them. For enough light has come in that I'm able to pull the rug out. The bottom will drop out of this spirit of antagonism that's come against their marriage, come against their ministry, their family, their son, and the list goes on. But as you look up the word antagonist, behold, the Lord says, it is the devil. It is the evil that's against all that's good. But as I show you the definition of the antagonist, the Lord says, I'm giving you greater welling up of reservoir of living water to intercede and to pray over John and Joyce so that they will have a whole new measure of life. I'm blending them in, says the Lord, like never before, but I'm putting them in my spiritual blender and I'm pushing frappe. And I am going to liquefy and blend them in a way they never dreamed possible. But as I pour them out as a drink, a nutritional drink to many, the Lord says, rejoice that you're the ones who have the blender, who have the electricity, who have the ingredients, who have the prayer, and it's my choice sovereignly at this particular juncture to bless the both of you with the reward of standing for them as they go on to stand for many others. Say this with me, Father, thank you for David. Thank you for all that are around him. Your light is flooding in, and you're setting free. And this is the appointed time for our joys about our family to come to fruition. Our blessing tonight is that we know that we know this is the appointed time, and it's not going to be taken away. The Lord has sent a commandment of blessing, and he has blessed David, and no one can reverse it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo-hoo. Go, Lord, go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Guy over here sitting by Brian, would you stand? Must be Hey Guy. Hey Guy. Extend your hands toward Hey Guy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says there are seven new things that that are unfolding you in each of the days of the week. Starting with next Monday, the Lord says, rejoice, but I'm filling your week with consecutive, consistent fulfillments of things that you've waited for months and months, even 2007. Behold, the Lord says, this is your time to experience a great uplifting, like a wind that's putting a gust into your sails, and that you're not dead in the water anymore. Behold, the Lord says, I'm filling your sails, filling, I'm blowing, breathing life upon you and your family, your ministry, your whole heart's portion. And the Lord says, I'm reversing the curses that have been so real that no matter what you've done, something always seems to take the air out, take the wind out of your sails. Seems that you can't win for losing, but now you can't lose for winning. For the Lord says it's time for you to see that I'm sending in seven different angels, seven different individuals, that you will not believe your eyes, but you'll say that. I don't believe my eyes. But your eyes will see seven people coming your way and blessings in their hand, not their fists clenched, not shaking as in accusation, but opening their hands in blessing. My hand says the Lord is open to you because you've opened your heart, you've given your heart, and because you've opened your hand to the poor. In Psalm 41, the Lord says, I'm raising up off the sick bed those that are sick, as David said, because I opened my hand to the poor and the needy. Behold, the Lord says, Job 29 is also coming to pass as friendship in your tent, as has been spoken to Brian and many others about the friendship of the Lord is upon your tent. And it's happening in this region that my closeness, intimacy is coming to pass. And everyone you pray for me to come close to, I will. And even be so close that they'll feel my presence that haven't felt it, haven't known it, haven't believed. But as Job, the first 12 verses of Job 29, verse 12 says, because I regarded the poor and the needy. Therefore, because you have a heart that wants to touch those that are without, the Lord says, I am touching your heart, touching you personally, re-identifying you as mine, and even elevating you among men, leaders, those who haven't liked you before will start liking you. Have favor with those who say, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm doing it, and I don't know why. Simply this, the Lord says, it's my favor. And as I open the way, the Lord says, you won't have to borrow money. You won't have to even be concerned about how things will be down the road. For the Lord says, I'm giving you this promise. The day is soon ahead that you'll have an entire year's income in 1 month to take care of all the rest of the months of the year. This is my doing, says the Lord, because I am putting my investment hand in place. As I said to the Gilberts, I'm saying to you, I'm saying to others, my angel of finance, my angel of investment, my angel of encouragement is coming, so that wealth may increase to establish my covenant in more and more hearts. The Lord says, I have found a heart, your heart, that will be faithful and a good steward. Say this with me, Lord. Moreover, it's required of a steward that he be found trustworthy and faithful. So according to 2 Corinthians 4, I am your servant and an apostolic man. And I believe, O Lord, that as a steward of the mysteries of God, the new downloads and uploads that are coming to me, I have to steward them properly. And you're going to give me the grace that I may say with Paul, I have this stewardship by the grace and mercy of God. I am not adequate, but the Lord is adequate. And I have what I have, and even the increase, because the Lord selected me out of my positioning myself in a prophetic meeting to receive from the Lord. And thus I have, and thus it's coming to pass. And Lord, by the time Rudy hears of this, Rudy will be called into the ministry and shaken to the core of his being. For he doesn't think he's called of God like he is called of God. And when I put my hand on Rudy's shoulder, your power will go through him, deliver him, rid him of evil, and heal his body from a sure disease that would have killed him. All because I have been obedient, Lord. Many like Rudy are coming into my pathway to be delivered, brought into the call, healed, transformed, and brought into ministry, just like you said, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, God bless you.
What's your name?
David.
David? No, another David. Yeah. Well, got some Davids here. Would you stand? This guy, both of you. Yeah. You married? Friends? Just friends? Hanging out? Okay. Extend your hands to the hangout friends here. Thank you, Lord. Better make both hands. Yeah. Double portion. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of the Lord says, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, as you know, but principalities, powers, wickedness in high places. And the weapons of your warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and a readiness to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and a readiness to punish any disobedient thoughts as your obedience is fulfilled. The Lord says, tonight, I am taking you into 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6, and you'll be there for a while because I'm going to make you experts in pulling down strongholds. In all that the Scripture speaks of, the Lord says, be at peace, for I'm with you to not only prolong what was seemingly going to flee away from you in promise, but to prolong it and give you more opportunity by the regenerative power that is upon you tonight to make things right in a number of relationships and even to forgive and ask forgiveness so that you may be free tonight in a new measure of success, because I have success just down the road like you've never dreamed possible. Behold, the Lord says, it's as different as night is from day. And the both of you, not just one, but the both of you, you will rejoice, dance, throw your hands up in the air and shout, because these particular strongholds that have been family strongholds on both sides of your relationship, I want you to pray, believe, speak forgiveness, receive forgiveness, but also know that the devil has duped you in believing a lie about certain issues that you'll see so clearly for the first time. And it's important that you humble your hearts and say, yes, Lord, we see this so clearly. And now we want to go forward. We want to do your will so that you may use us for your glory. And the Lord says, I will, for I have a number of things to happen for good reason, that in the areas of exchange, buying and selling, things of sales, demands, supplies, networking, many areas of the natural, the Lord says, are just around the corner for me to put my hand to and to bless you so that the surplus you have individually and the surplus you have even together in your agreement and prayer, you will be astonished that two people could agree in belief and the Lord would move instantaneously to bring remedy and solution. Say this with me, Father, we want to be the remedy and the solutions and the answers, and we won't walk in the confusion of the pride of man or what people tell us we ought to believe, or the fear that tries to get us to knee-jerk response. We're not going to react anymore, but we're starting to respond to this new anointing. Lord, you love us. That's why you're speaking to us in this manner, because you love us and you want us to be individually and together in such light and power that the devil will be sorry he ever came against us. We will be his worst nightmare. We are already, but it's going to become so obvious that the devil is upset that he has to let go of a lot of our friends, a lot of our relatives, because we're not going to stand for it anymore. They're going to be saved, delivered, changed from denominationalism, religiosity, stubbornness. That will be a big one, Lord, that you deliver from stubbornness, which is like idolatry. For these idols are coming down in both of our families, even where they didn't know they were there. The stubbornness is going first. Then the idols will follow. They will crumble, and you'll bless us, Lord, with many new things, a new life, new portions altogether, but especially new wine. We will be your drunks in the Spirit. We will love it. It'll be the best time we've ever had. And we will know that many are going to get zapped by the anointing you've given us. And we don't mean to bother anybody, but drunkenness in the Spirit is a part of our portion when we get around people who are called by your name. This new wine will flood in, and you'll cleanse them, bless them, make them resilient against religiosity, and so bless them with healings and miracles and even deep things of God that we will be made fun of by the religious because you have delivered us from them. They think we're fools. For Christ's sake, we are. We thank you, Lord. Even though we're not sure about this word tonight, we trust you for it, that you will bless us. If we've asked for bread, you won't give us a stone. We've asked for your Holy Spirit, and you're giving us a downpour of your Holy Spirit. For we are called to leadership. We are called to the marketplace. We are called to fruitfulness like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Stevie, do you have a song for these two unlikely pair?
Holy Spirit, come and rain on us like a river.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, come and rain on us. Fill this temple with your glory as we worship. To your leading will allow, manifest your presence now. Holy Spirit, come and rain. Holy Spirit.
worship the Lord.
Let your presence flow among us. Holy Spirit, come and reign over us. Through this temple with your glory as we worship. To your leading will allow. Let us pass to presence now. Holy Spirit, come and reign over us. Reign on us, Holy Spirit. Reign on us, Holy Spirit. Let your presence reign on us. Your presence reign on. Reign on us, Lord. Let your presence reign on us.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo-wee. Oh, he's still here. Would you stand?
Okay. Yeah.
Extend your hands toward our brother here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says you're a hands-on man, hands-on mechanics, hands-on carpenters, hands-on engineers, hands-on electricians, hands-on people in the work force and people every day, but the Lord says, get your hands on them, for you're my handyman. The Lord says, as I am making everything, like Jeremiah said, is God a God at hand or a God afar off? Behold, I am a God at hand, and especially your hand, as many as you can touch, the Lord says, I will change, bless, heal, factor in their inadequacies, deficiencies, lack, and even I will give you revelation when you do touch people, for I will touch through you, says the Lord, that song that has been sung preeminently in Oklahoma, touch through me, Holy Spirit, touch through me. Behold, it's coming through, and the Lord says, I am changing a number of issues concerning you, your heart, your physical disposition, your digestive tract. I'm touching you tonight, says the Lord, as a testimony to others you'll touch. Say, I once had that, or once had that symptom. Behold, the Lord says, you won't have it anymore, because that spirit of infirmity that's been assigned against you, spoken against you even through witchcraft, the Lord says, you'll be free now from it. It is a spirit. It is because others have cursed you. And you don't know why, but know this. Why not? For they cursed me, said I, cast out demons by Beelzebub, the chief of demons. But the Lord says, you know that the demonic has no common sense whatsoever. And I'm giving you the good sense, the common sense, the heavenly sense to discern. For as you are in stature, the Lord says you will be so much more in spiritual stature. Even when you speak, the Lord says you don't have to raise your voice. But the authority will go out, and I will deliver many, set them at liberty. Behold, the Lord says, I want you to go into the areas of El Reno, of the surrounding parts of Oklahoma City, even at a time in Ada, a time in Enid, times in places that you would think, why am I going? And you'll see as you turn that direction that I have assigned many new portions for you to partake in, that I may reward you on the other end of your family. You're taking care of my family, I'll take care of your family. My family needs help, needs ministry, needs touch, needs healing, needs salvation. The Lord says, I called you when you were 6 years old, I haven't changed my mind. Behold, the Lord says, this calling to preach is one thing, but the calling to touch is another. For there will be those begging you. As was said to Alex, will you touch me? And the leper was healed. So is it with you. There'll be those who cry out, would you just put your hand on me and speak the words of the Lord and the name of the Lord, and I will be healed. I will be changed. Say this with me, Father.
Father,
I receive tonight.
I receive tonight.
My blessing.
My blessing.
And it's going to happen in a great way.
It's going to happen in a great
in
way.
In Norman, Oklahoma.
In Norman, Oklahoma.
I will see revival.
I will see revival.
Coming to the university.
Coming to the university.
And who would believe it?
And who would believe it?
That you would use me, O Lord.
That you would use me, O Lord.
To stir revival.
To stir revival.
Among teachers.
Among teachers.
Students.
Students.
The people of that area.
The people of that area.
I believe you, God.
I believe you, God.
And I'll find myself.
I'll find myself.
Going and coming.
Going and coming.
In various ways.
In various ways.
To campuses.
To campuses.
As well as businesses.
As well as businesses.
Workplaces.
Workplaces.
Even those who work on diesels.
Even those who work on diesels.
I will be amazed, Lord.
I will be amazed, Lord.
That my ministry is right in front of me.
That my ministry is right in front of me.
And I won't miss the forest for the trees.
And I won't miss the forest for the trees.
It's all around me.
It's all around me.
And it's those so near.
It's those so near.
That I've taken for granted.
That I've taken for granted.
And now you'll open my eyes.
And now you'll open my eyes.
That I have a great ministry.
For I have a great ministry.
And great power's coming out.
And great power's coming out.
And I rejoice, Lord.
And I rejoice, Lord.
That my financial blessings.
And my financial blessings.
Will be so strong.
Will be so strong.
I'll have accounts.
I'll have accounts.
Bank accounts.
Bank accounts.
With so much surplus.
So much surplus.
I'll be crying out.
I'll be crying out.
Where to distribute.
Where to distribute it.
An apostolic distribution.
Apostolic distribution.
Is coming to pass.
Is coming to pass.
Not only will I be a supporter.
Not only will I be a supporter.
In the church here.
In the church here.
But in many situations.
Yeah, but in many situations.
Where there's no income possible.
Where there's no income
except
possible.
The Spirit of the Lord show me.
Except the Spirit of the Lord show
and
me.
And the Spirit of the Lord bless me.
And the Spirit of the Lord bless me.
Lord, I thank you now.
Lord, I thank you now.
For Tim.
For Tim.
Becoming saved.
For Tim becoming saved.
When I speak over Tim.
I speak over Tim.
He will become a Timothy.
He will become a
he
Timothy.
He will be so changed.
He will be so changed.
From what he thought.
From what he thought.
To what you're thinking, Lord.
To what you're thinking,
that
Lord.
He won't let go of my hand.
He won't let go of my hand.
For the longest time.
For the longest time.
Shaking my hand.
Shaking my hand.
Trembling and shaking.
Trembling and shaking.
So appreciating me.
So appreciating me.
And the Spirit of the Lord.
And the Spirit of the Lord.
Because he is one.
For he is one.
That will affect many.
That he will affect many.
And thousands will come to the Lord.
And thousands will come to the
because
Lord.
Because of Tim.
Because of Tim.
And I will thank you, Lord.
And I will thank you, Lord.
That he's one of many.
He's one of many.
That the power of God will go into.
That the power of God will go into.
And their whole lives will turn.
And their whole lives will turn.
In a new direction.
In a new direction.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, glory. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Who is Tim?
I don't know.
You don't know who Tim is?
No.
Well, why don't you lay hands on this guy right here?
He's my son.
Oh, he's your son. Okay, that'll be a good thing then. Father, thank you for this, his son. And Lord, we say as a father-son business is real. The father-son heavenly business is real. And like his father is doing and coming into more of his heavenly father's business, so does the son inherit it. And it's not going to be a hard, difficult yoke. It's not a yoke at all, Lord. It's light. It's easy. And I bless this young man with his father's heart, his father's and parents' desire for him and good. Not religiosity that he once thought would be the effect of just practicing punctuality, going to church. Lord, he's just sick of that. But Lord, he's coming into a relationship blessing with you.
Hallelujah.
And you're giving him new eyeballs to see, giving him new heart to perceive, giving him his portion, Lord, a new wife. You're making his wife new before he knows what's going on.
Hallelujah.
And all that's about to take place, he will say, Lord, you brought her by my side.
You've made her beyond what I could believe she was or could be. Lord, I thank you right now that this young man is going to be one of those that does carpet time on his face, thanking you, praising you, worshiping you, Lord. And he'll say, lower I am, the more blessed I get.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, bless him in his humility and his heart. Say this with me. Father, I receive tonight the music ability I didn't know I had, but it's coming to pass. It's not my stature, not my size, but it's the calling of the Lord, not only to play music, but to compose music. Like a psalmist prophet, I choose to believe, Lord, that it's not in the physical, it's in the spiritual. And the days are over, Lord, of me wandering and wondering what my call is, what my designation is, where I'm to go, what I'm to do. I've hated that feeling, Lord. And it's over tonight because you hate it too. And I receive now direction, fulfillment. My dad will be so proud of me in a humble way. He'll be so blessed that he had no idea I had these skills. For he had ideas the other way that are not bad, but just not perfect. So I receive, Lord, you're perfect tonight. And as you bless me in our entire family reunion, family revival is headed our way this spring and summer. And I'll be right in the middle of it.
Amen.
And I'll be amazed that nobody can shut me up. It'll be flowing out of me, and they'll be gathering around me. Even the children will be clinging to me. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Woo! Go, Lord. That's right on. Here, come up here. I want Steve to pray for you up here. Your hands, and Steve has an impartation of music and playing and songwriting. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I just thank you for my brother, Lord. I ask the desire of his heart. Lord, as your word, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, Father. Lord, as we draw to your heart, and as we worship with the heart of David, my brother, Lord, we'll worship you with the heart of David. We'll write songs, Lord Jesus. So anoint these hands as we pray this impartation, Father, by your Holy Spirit. With that supernatural anointing to come upon these hands and to rest upon his heart, his spirit.
Yes, Lord.
To write before you even in the midst of trial, even in the midst of the night, Father, that you wake him with song.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, man. Bless you. Amen. Would you and your family stand? Steve, got a song for you guys. Girls.
Here I am, Lord. Take me as I am, Lord. Let me be an instrument playing in your hands. Spirit.
Sister right here in the blue, would you stand? Yeah. What's your name?
Teresa.
Extend your hands to Teresa. Wow. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord says, as you prayed in secret, he who sees in secret is rewarding you openly. For reasons for you praying is not because you're looking for some gain or some natural thing, so much as you're looking for me to sanctify those you love, to sanctify, set apart, make use of those you've committed, dedicated to me. Therefore, the Lord says, I'm taking hold of every one of them, even from the small ones up to the older ones, simply because you're praying and believing. The Lord says, I have plans in the month of March to show you family revival. Family fruitfulness, in that monies are going to be brought to you, given to you in appreciation. For the Lord says it is going to surprise you when those who've not had anything bring you something. You're usually the one they want to borrow something from. But behold, the Lord says, I am sending even them to give to you. And the generosity of spirit and generosity of heart that you've carried in the wealth of my presence, behold, is now manifesting materially. And I want you to be unafraid of helping those who give, and knowing that I have answered your prayer and your cry for the healing gift. Teresa, say this with me. Father, I will not lag behind in any spiritual portion, especially healing. I've always wanted to be a giver, but I get to give the wealth that keeps on giving, the Spirit of the Lord, the triumphant Spirit of the Lord. One of my favorite scriptures is, thanks be unto God who always leads us in Christ's triumph, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. That fragrance is love. For love surpasses knowledge. And though it's been aroma of life to life, to some of death to death, Lord, that's your department. What you're doing with the unrighteous is your business. Like everything is your business, but I am not a busybody, though I am a body that will be busy. And I'm going to be your handmaiden, your helper, your go-getter. I'm going to feel better, act better, walk better. You're healing my bones, my back, my hips. I'll not have sciatic pain, joint pain. My feet won't hurt. My body will not hurt, because you're touching me head to toe tonight and showing me personally that 1 Corinthians 15, 53 says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your work in the Lord is never in vain. And I say yes, Lord, to my new mobility, my new liberty to do what I've not been able to do. I have broken out of the mold. You've broken me out of the mold. And some will think I've lost my mind. I've gone crazy. She's gone religious. And she's straight off the path. Only because I'm doing things different. And I'm not the usual me. I am much better. Much greater. Much more versatile. And it's all because of the Lord. giving me the more,
giving me the more
I have asked for. I made that mistake of asking for more. It's coming to pass through hundreds of angels, increasing, multiplying, blessing. And like the brother of touch, I get to touch. I get to heal. And Lord, this remarkable healing starts with those who suffer greatly in their bodies. First the pain goes away.
Then the infirmity.
And even my blessing will be watching them walk, talk, hear, and see. Dramatic healings are coming my way because it's my heritage. It's my promise. In the name of Jesus, Lord, even those in the area that may not receive me because I'm a black woman, but because of the gift of the anointing, I will be so beloved. And I'll even tell the white people that don't want to listen to me, they can be like me, welcomed and received because of the gifting of God. I'm not going to resent, and they're not going to resent. You've called me to destroy prejudice, and I'll be amazed. All the no-no things that I have faced and taken in stride, you're doing something greater, Lord, in the miraculous, in the healing, to shake loose all the prejudice, all the aversions, all the things that were once taboo. Once you didn't talk about certain things. It's all breaking up, being destroyed by the Spirit of the Lord in me, and the reality, Lord, that I have a June promise for my family. And for many of my loved ones, in the month of June, a whole month is dedicated of the Lord to revive my family and to bless me abundantly with a new home, a new this, a new that. It's all these people converging that you've touched to give to me that will be the shock of joy. And blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do you sing at all?
A little.
A little singing? We're going to do a lot more singing. The Lord loves to hear your voice. He loves to hear you sing. So just sing out. And the more you sing, the more the Lord's going to start giving you anointing and words and encouragement. And there's something about singing that your whole family heritage is about singing, and you felt like you kind of got left out. Didn't mean to be, but you just didn't sing as open as some of the relatives. But the more you practice singing, the more God's going to download and impart to you, and you're going to start having visions and dreams and going places that the Lord wants you to go on assignment. And just act like you're minding your own business, but the Lord has you on assignment. Nobody would suspect that you have this anointing that's going to set people free. And just go with a melody in your heart, song in your heart.
Thank you.
All right?
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You knew I'd get to you two, didn't you? Did you know I'd get to you two? You three? Would you, y'all all three stand up? Thank you, Lord. Susie, where'd Susie go? This is where you and Connie and I'll come over and stand behind them. I know we're running late, but there's no windows to fall out of, so hold on. I don't know what that means. Upper room, I guess. Stand behind. Each of you stand behind one of these gals. I know this is a...
What now?
Stand behind them.
Okay.
Just put your hands on them. The rest of you, extend your hands to these. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says you are here for a reason, more than just to receive, but to give. Behold, the Lord says, I am
giving all three of you a witness of something that's coming. And the Lord says it's good. It's that Jeremiah 29:11 that you've claimed, that you believe I have good plans for you, plans for good, not for evil, that I may do you good in your last days, latter days. But moreover, the something that you wanted individually and together, the Lord says, I have tied you as a threefold cord to show you it's not happenstance or mistake, that your agreement has such power and your prayers will be like a mountain-moving faith. That as Zechariah says, this mountain shall be removed, turned into a molehill. Behold, the Lord says, I'm bringing the healings, I'm bringing the finance, I'm bringing the reconciliations, the unifications, the lightening of your loads, and even that you may say the Lord has answered our every complaint as well as our prayers. Behold, the Lord says, I am the complaint department too. And it's all right to complain because it's not in your heart to murmur. The murmuring, says the Lord, is in unbelief and disbelief. But complaint is wanting circumstance to change, like it's a whole different portion than what some people do when they complain. They really are murmuring, deploring me and in despising leadership and so forth. But behold, the Lord says tonight, I'm encircling you about. I'm blessing you with a new thing to happen, that your dreams as well as your visions as well as your words. And your agreement means something to me, says the Lord, because I cannot find the chemistry you have together just in any threesome, any twosome, hardly even in any one individual. Therefore, as I've found you together, brought you together, put you together, even though you may feel like you're odd and out, the Lord says you're even and you're in, because I am putting this together for you to be given as a threefold cord, the gift of the working of miracles. Join hands, all three of you, and say this with me. Father, we receive, as odd as it may seem, the gift of the working of miracles in our agreement, whether it's by telephone, email, personal. We have agreement by the Spirit of God because of His choosing. And when a miracle is needed, the three of us will pray and agree. And you will do it, Lord. And you won't withhold. This is our promise for ourselves individually, our families, those about us. We'll be known as the three sisters that get their way with the Lord, seem to be really spoiled, and many are afraid of them because whatever they ask seems to happen, seems to come about, no matter how extreme it is. We are the extreme sisters. We've heard of the Supremes. We're the extremes. We receive it. Extreme prophetic. Extreme faith. Extreme miracles. We would settle for the regular, the normal. We're far from normal. We're way far from anything natural. But everything supernatural is coming upon us. We are the recipe that God has chosen to put together to baffle men, families, authorities, anyone that's around us will act really funny, especially if they're not right with the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, and the angels of the Lord are with us in each of our respective homes, and when we're together. You will draw our families together miraculously, that we may laugh, spend great times laughing and marveling at how God could do this, because we come from extreme backgrounds, extreme situations, extreme differences. But you love it, Lord. This is your cup of tea. And you love the blend. It is coming to pass. So that many will be drawn to us. Camp out at our houses. And wherever we are. We are a ministry team. That will shock many. Surprise many. That we minister together. Pray together. Even churches. Agencies. Businesses. We will even do grand openings. In the name of the Lord. And bless people's businesses. Because they will be blessed. And be fruitful. Things that are so fun. That we never dreamed. We could have so much fun. And be who we are. And still maintain. Our lives. Our loves. Our portion. God is taking over. And we're finished. Life as we've known it is over. A new life has come because we happen to get together, happen to be sitting together, happening to receive this word, and it will upset as well as push reset on many so that they may function in the light of God where they only functioned in darkness. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do y'all know each other? It's a good thing. A little bit, anyway.
These are sisters, Debbie, Barbie, you know, Melissa, Stephanie.
Yeah? Okay.
Miller, Diana Miller.
Oh, my.
Oldest sister.
Barbie, oh, my. Debbie Oliver. Wow. Well, it's all coming back to me now. Amen. Well, bless you guys. Steve, do you have a song for these? Three blind mice that now see?
There's no greater love. Lay down our life. We open up our hearts to each other. We share the same blood flowing through our veins and the same flesh in every struggle that remains. Christ is our common ground. Found. there is no greater love.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Three, lay hands on this sister right here. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your power, your love, Lord, your presence right now, Father. Lord, you said in Exodus 4, when you spoke to Moses, you said you have created the tongue to speak, the ear to hear, the eye to see. You even made the handicap situations for your glory. That, Father, even the blind, the lame, the halt, those who have suffered. When you spoke that, Lord, you said with insight, you have purpose for your glory. And we say, have purpose for your glory. Let this woman know for your glory, Lord. Not because of damage or curses or something wrong, but something, Father, of your portion, what you're saying to her out of Exodus 4. You're saying, Lord, that you have made everything. You are the creator of the ends of the earth, and we bless this woman. We bless her with functionality, Lord, functionality. We bless her with walking and leaping and praising you, Lord. We bless her bones. We bless her body. We speak blessing and faith over her. And we say, Lord, by your Spirit and by the word you gave these three sisters, that this woman's healing is at hand. Even now, Lord, we command now faith to heal this woman's body, go throughout every vein, every tissue, every cell. And Lord, we will not let this opportunity pass us by to bless this woman and to show her your love, Lord. And even to speak of the increase, Lord, of those about her, that you're arranging testimony, family. You're raising everything that you've been speaking, that she will hear your voice, Lord. Most of all, like Ann Baxter, that you did the same with her. You spoke after prayer was prayed, and she was raised up as a testimony to every one of those who knew her. Though she suffered long, Lord, you spoke to her as you're speaking to this woman now. And it's your voice, Lord, according to Psalm 29, that's full of power and full of majesty. So we say yes, Lord, to you. We say, by your Spirit, Lord, your radiant light, your life-giving voice is coming to pass for this woman, that she, like Ann Baxter, will have the testimony of so many knowing and watching your hand heal and lift up and bring to pass her renewal, Lord, like her youth as an eagle. Raise her up, Father, right now. Cause her, we speak over her body, to remember perfect health, perfect healing, perfect love, perfect relationship with you, Father. Say this with me, Father. I receive by faith your love for me, your power, regardless of circumstances. And because of this wheelchair, I say by your Spirit, Lord, you've chosen to raise me up, to heal me, and to bring glory to your name. So I receive my healing by faith, and I trust you, Lord, that everyone I know and everyone who knows me and even hears of me in the days to come will take heart and have courage, that as the Lord has healed me, He will heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Steve, do you have a song for this sister? Just getting all in this vicinity over here. Thank you, Lord. Kathy, there you are. Would you come over here? Confirmation, you're supposed to be here when we pray for this.
When I was sitting here earlier, I saw Joe standing up and walking.
Amen. Just wanted you to put your hands on her.
Yes, Lord.
Pray for her. Steve's got a song he'll be playing.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe.
Joey?
Joe.
Joe. This is Joe. Thank you, Lord.
For I am that I am. In my hands, they are reaching out. Love the same, I will cover you. For I am that I am. Everything. Trust in me alone.
Yes, Lord.
I am the one who's always there. As I have brought you through the ages, I will prove again and again. The day I bore the cross for you is when I proved to be your friend. For I am.
Scripture says signs, wonders, and miracles follow them that believe. So this woman's going to be walking and leaping and praising God, and we're not going to be around to hear everybody ooh and ah about it. But the Lord's going to get the glory. As a young man was prophesied to in San Antonio that he would wake up and be able to hear. He's been deaf from birth. He woke up one morning after being prophesied over, and he started communicating and hearing, and he now witnesses to the Texas State School of the Deaf that Jesus Christ healed his ears. I guess God raises people up for his purposes. Everybody say this, Father, we believe, regardless of what we see or we hear. We believe without seeing, hear without hearing. As you said to Thomas, more blessed are they that see without seeing, hear without hearing, those who have faith. We have faith today. Joe will stand. Joe will walk. Joe will leap and praise God, for she will hear his voice. And his word does not return to him void. As Isaiah 55 says, so is it in her case. It is coming to pass because we say it and we agree with it. And that signs, wonders, and miracles follow all who believe. Sister, the Lord says, become all things to all that you might win some to faith. Become a Jew to win a Jew. Become as those you're about, and in adaptation, not compromise, but in adaptation, the Lord says, my anointing is coming upon you to secure you in a new place of your blessing in the corporate world, in the business world, in the areas of marketing, transaction, places where people come and go. Behold, the Lord says, I want you to be there. Therefore, your wardrobe is coming. Your new wardrobe is coming. You'll have to buy a lot more dresses. You'll have to buy some heels. You'll have to buy some shoes, some this, some that. Things that you could care less about. The Lord says, I care for you more, and I'm preparing you. I'm giving you visions, dreams, insights as to where you're headed, and you're headed up into some lofty places, that you'll have the overview of cities and places that you'll be needed in the future and favored to be that which I've called you to be and minister to people that normally don't go to church or even get close to what you're close to. So I'm bringing it to them. I'm taking you to them, and I will so favorably bless your marriage, your life, that you'll not be without support or a resource base or a support base, but you will have it built in, for I'm putting you right in the marketplace ministry, anointing and power, even that you touch those that your heart beats and bleeds for. But the Lord says, you're going to do it my way, that I may get all the glory, and that you may not be a respecter of persons to the rich, for they need help too, as well as the lowly. The Lord say, be willing to be in ministry to the low or the high, but be especially aware of this, that some of those you couldn't stand that were so obnoxious, so unteachable, so adversarial to the gospel will become like Cyrus, my servant, to help in end time buildings, furnishings, helps that I've called you to spark and to guide and to even be a part of the idea team or the think tank or the portions of those who are innovative, creative. For the Lord says, I will be giving you great, wonderful blessings in responsibility and in the encouragement of the marketplace, high rises, city to city, place to place, so do not deny me the access of putting before you vision and giving you prompting to go towards it. For if you remain where you are, you will remain sitting and not productive. But if you'll step out, step forward, believe, behold, the Lord says, I'll bring every promise to pass quickly. I've put you in an accelerated mode, a fast lane. And many of your sisters and brothers will say to you, it has to be the Lord. Who else would God open this door to but the one who received the word exactly about it? Say this with me. Father, I will be in a corner office looking in an overview over a beautiful scene and remembering this night that I was in my corner office viewing what I was viewing, and my heart overflowing with thanksgiving and godly music in the background, and me weeping in thanksgiving over what you have given me as my own office, a corner office that many think they deserve, but you're giving it to me because I'm highly favored, beloved of the Lord. And I will be so surprised, as most of God's people are, that He's really that real and that You really are who You are, Lord. And my communication skills and gifting will rise to the top for many new reasons. All of these here, Lord, will at times flow through my life, seeing me, visiting me, even being a part of what I'm a part of, that's not only directionally in different parts of the country, but coming through this area in corporate USA, corporate America portion, CEOs, corporations, networks, great places of benevolence. For You will use me, Lord, to punch the right buttons, to bring the right favors, the right blessings for many. I get the choice of helping one of many needs, and sometimes all of them at once, as long as the monies are there and the heart of corporate America is there. I get to be a part of that heartbeat and heart portion of the Lord in the corporate heart of America. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank You, Lord. How many of you would like to have that word? They'll take it if you don't want it. Just... Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Let's all stand. Hey, Brian, is there somebody named Randy? You know anybody named Randy? Where is Randy?
There's a Randy and a Pastor Randy that I know.
Oh, Pastor Randy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Randy's not here, though?
No, huh?
Where is he at?
He is in, let me think here for a second. Kingfisher, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Lighthouse, that's his pastor, yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah. It's only Randy I know.
All right, well, let's pray for him.
Okay, let's pray for him, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Good for it. Oh, you want me to pray for it? You're going to get the word out of that. Well, what is that? Come on. Well, Holy Spirit, we thank You for Randy, God. And we thank You, Lord, that You have put in him a vision. You have put in him passion. You put in him intimacy. And Holy Spirit, I thank You for the promises that You have put in him are coming to fruition this year. Father, things that have been dormant, things that He was labored in prayer, things will begin to sprout, and things will begin to blossom, and things will begin to come into, the light is at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. He'll begin to see that. He'll begin to see the steps of those things happening, that there is a forward march into that place. And so, Father, I thank You for that. I thank You for just a refreshing and a renewing in Him, physically and spiritually,
yes.
And upon upon the church. But Lord, even in his emotions, Lord, in his Lord, I thank You for just a reawakening places in his dreams.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, just encouraging him, Lord, that this word that You'd speak to Michael, have me pray, that would encourage a Randy today. Lord, that You have heard things, that You have called him out, that You know his name, that You know the things that You have promised to him, and these things that You have promised and these things that he's seen will come to pass.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Crazy. Hey, Shane, why don't you come and finish, and we'll share a couple things. Do you want this? Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
Check. Okay. Yeah, we'll wrap up here. You know, one of those things, right? It's unfortunate that we got some good news tonight, and... I say that because it really is good news that God would speak to us to pray and to intercede. And that's a real heavy word. I mean, you guys felt that. You could feel like a pin drop in the room, right? It's intense. And I would encourage you to take that back to the Lord and pray through that. There's a number of things that I don't have time to go into them but I believe that really is the word of the Lord. And so it's unfortunate when you get good news, but it really is good news on this side of it. It would be bad news on the other side of it. And who knows if the Lord may intervene and change things through our prayers, right? And that's why he releases good news like that, to prevent bad news. Good intercession means that nothing ever happens. So we take that. It's a heavy word, and it's designed to be a heavy word, and that's a good thing, actually, in this case. Because I felt some people were kind of like, I just came to hear some good news tonight. Well, that's really good news, actually. It's probably the best news we got all night, in fact. So we just want to say that. We also, here in just a moment, I know a number of you stayed and all of that, and we're going to bring up the janitors. Because Michael needs to probably go and get some rest. But we're going to bring up the janitors, and if you just want to be prayed over, want to be blessed, we have some people that have been trained. So all the tribe people, you're now on. You're not leaving. You may have thought you were, and a couple of old friends like Slater, we'll have you up here praying over people, and probably some other people I don't see right now because of the lights. But so we'll have some people up here praying over people. And we'll have our brooms out, just doing that. So that's that. And then Brian has a couple things to share, just to kind of launch ministry time. But immediately after Brian's done, if ministry team, if you'll please come forward, that'd be great.
Hey, if we can just sit down just for just a moment, and I don't want to keep you long. I have six kids, and so I know what it's like to have a house full and need to be home. But I do feel like there's a couple things that the Lord wants to release tonight, and a couple words, but. For you, can you stand up for a second? Yeah, you. There's a prophetic anointing on you, and I heard the word Deborah over you. Is that your name?
No.
Oh, okay, but there's a... Okay, that was going to freak me out. Okay, it would have freaked me out, but anyway. But there's an awakening. There's the Lord has put a prophetic anointing. I see your eyes opening up like eagle eyes, and you're going to begin to be... the vision of the Lord is going to increase mightily in this year for you. And there is going to be... just really this supernatural activity is just going to be just surrounding you and flowing your way. I see being awakened by angels. Well, there's already been happening. Okay, good. Wow. Come here for a second. Yeah. Yeah, you do, because it's good, because you'll get activated into something more. Yeah, because the Lord uses me to activate people in their gifting. And so... Holy Spirit, we blow on the winds that are surrounding her. And this is a year, a wind of change. And Lord, there is justice that's going to be released out of your mouth. God's leading you into a leadership position to begin to release women, release those that have been entrapped. They're going to begin to find their voice and their inner beauty. And the Lord also calls you one like Esther that will become before him. For the intimate one calls to you. It says, you are my beloved and whom I love. And you're going to help other people to find that intimate love, to find that place of intimacy, to find that place of purity, where those that have been shamed and wronged and hurt and afflicted by pain, God will use you to put your hands upon them, and a purity and innocence will be restored back to them. For those that have been hurt and abused will be restored by that touch and the word that will come out of your voice. They will see healing happen on the inside, and that beauty will be restored. For the Lord has put a word in your mouth of justice, a word in your mouth to release, a word in your mouth to create. For the winds of change, for the winds of glory have come near you. And you're being released into your prophetic anointing, your prophetic gifting today. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the impartation that now comes into our hands to release. Now, Spirit of God, come. There it is. Pour it, pour it, pour it, pour it, pour it, pour it, pour it deep, 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 deep places. Deep places. Deep places. Deep places. Deep. And there will be even a rest in you. The Lord's going to train you to also begin to put a rest to the activity that comes that is the Lord, but there's times that the enemy comes and puts things into your mind. It puts confusion and puts just a place where you can't sleep at times. And so the racing of the mind will subside. And the Lord's going to use you also to begin to release that to others. There's just going to be a quiet place on the inside like never before. And so, Father, I thank you for that, and I bless her in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bless her. Do you have a son yet?
I have two children in heaven.
Okay.
17-year-old Jarrett.
Okay.
And a baby Hannah.
Okay.
And then I have Jacob, who's 16 right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay.
And Sarah.
Okay, so Jacob. But Jacob.
Yes.
That's interesting. So
he's
Jacob.
The baby.
Well, there's a prophetic gift on Jacob.
Yes. Very strong.
And so that ladder, like that of Jacob, where the angels would descend, will descend upon him. And this year he will begin to see greater release of this.
That's good news.
Yeah. So thank you, Jesus. Yes. I bless her, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, that's awesome. So one thing, I have a word that I want to give for Bridgeway. And then the other thing that I felt and I saw that I want to release tonight is I saw a being walking around in a nurse's outfit with a red cross and what do you call those things with the, no, not that, but that's good. IV carrying around. And so there's an infusion of health for those that are sick tonight. So if you're sick in your body, that I believe there's a release of healing for you to be infused. And especially if there's anything that has to do with the blood, I believe there's a transfusion. But there is a healing angel here tonight to release healing and health to your bones. But what I felt like, and we're gonna pray that and release that. But what I felt like tonight for Bridgeway, there is and don't just take, if you're not from Bridgeway, just take it from the church. But I believe there is a growth that God is fixing to release, and there has been a place where certain things have been shut down, and that God is fixing to say the mind of exploration is not being closed, but it's been opened. And that we're beginning to mine again, go into the mind, go into the deep, go into the places, and begin to dig out those prophetic promises, those prophetic things that have been spoken, that this year that the Lord would begin to, if we would begin to be diligent about this, that God would begin to put water upon the prophetic seeds of promise. And that tonight, when there was a release, when Michael was having other people prophesy, it was another, it was a testimony of this, that God is stirring the pot of the prophetic. It's not for the prophet. It's for the body of Christ to begin to prophesy. And there's a release of that coming like never before. And so, and I saw the Lord also, I saw champagne bottles and the cork unpopped and it being ready to be poured. And the Lord said that everybody that would lift their glass, that the Lord would begin to pour out a new release. A new release. There's a new, wow, that's pretty good. You guys learn quickly. So there's a release that God wants to give. There's a release of power. There's a new power coming. But I believe that there is a there is something that God is wanting to do. And the establishment of a prophetic voice coming in, God is wanting to breathe again on the prophetic at Bridgeway. And there is going to be a release of the prophetic. There's going to be a release of signs and wonders. There's going to be a release of the ministry of the saints. There's going to be a release. There is growth that is being released from heaven. There is champagne bottles. The God is ready and willing. You guys are holding them up. You're wanting it. That's good, because God, listen, that's one thing I've learned, is that God responds to the hungry heart. When there's a prophetic word that's given, oftentimes it's an invitation. And we have to take it by faith. And so, since you guys have your wine glasses open, why don't we stand up? Not only do we just take them, but Lord, we just take them and we just drink it in, God. We drink in, Lord, this place. We drink in this refreshing, this renewal, this time, Lord God, that you want to give back and you want to restore. You want to release this prophetic voice, these prophetic promises, this destiny, this renewal of power and boldness. Lord, we know if crisis comes, Lord, that you raise up boldness, that you raise up a drunken mind, Lord, in the kingdom mind, that we're to be sober-minded, but being sober-minded is being drunk in heaven. And so, Father God, we want to be intoxicated by your love and by your beauty and what is going on in heaven. We want it to be released. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're releasing seeds of promise. You're releasing seeds of the prophetic, God, that you're releasing. And you're saying if that you are ready to pour out upon those seeds. And that growth is going to begin to happen. There's going to be a multiplication. There's going to be a release of power. There's going to be tremendous effectiveness again. And great power. Not the thing that there hasn't been. But there's going to be the things that were sown. The things that were spoken. The things that were given from the beginning. Will begin to be untapped, unplugged. And now we'll begin to walk into destiny things. So Father, I thank you. Now those of you that are sick in your body. Would you raise your hand? Oh, go ahead. You go ahead.
Yeah, I just have one more thing. As Brian was prophesying and speaking to you, I saw the Lord calling you his Edmund rod, his almond rod. But Edmund is going to be God's almond rod. And it's going to be a new...
Whoa!
Edmund rod is a bloom and blossom.
Sorry, buddy. That's all right.
Bloom and blossom and bear fruit. It's a rod of authority in this region. Prophetic, intercessory, prophetic church.
Yeah,
they go lightning. And so this Edmund rod, get used to it.
Yeah.
There's a 6-week study that's coming in each of you about the Edmund rod part of. And it sounds
come on, foolish, God,
but it's the Lord's Shabbat. Way of showing that He stands over His word like the almond tree to perform it. Said, Jeremiah. So as He gives this Edmund rod anointing. And I wouldn't be surprised if he mingles the Edmund oil with champagne to make you that bubbly prophetic church that you're supposed to be and you've been called to be, so don't run from it. You're not going to get very far.
Hey, listen. Man, listen, God really does want to pour out good stuff. And so listen, I'm telling you, if we're going to do that, if you need... hey, if you need a really refreshing touch of God, just come up. I'm serious, don't be bashful, don't be shy, just come. Come, okay? Just come, and we're going to begin to pray. I mean, this is just... Okay, but listen, if you're also sick in your hand, I want you to raise your hand, even if you're up here, and then we're going to have people gather around you and pray, releasing that infusion. Seriously, take it. Okay, so Holy Spirit, just pour out that new freshment wine, God, that pouring out, that bubbling forth, Lord, that release of joy, unspeakable and full of glory. We just release it. There it is. Pour. Fire. Shamba, boomba. Pour it, God. Pour it. Lord, we just want it, God. We want to be released in your presence. Holy Spirit, just that bubbling up, that pouring forth, that renewing of our spirit, God. Just release that right now in Jesus' name. We just release it. Shumba, boomba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Yeah. Thank
you,
Lord,
for that. So if you're part of the ministry team, if you'll please come forward and just begin to pray over people.
That badge of authority, God.
Thank you.
That badge of authority. That badge of authority. That badge of authority for this year.